I have a strong suspicion that most of you have never made a full and detailed diagnosis of your relationship. Whenever people tell me their relationship is not working, the first question I ask is, what specifically is the problem? Usually, my question is met with silence. Tell me where you are in your relationship, I'll say. Again, silence. Most of you are able to tell me about some incidents that have taken place between you and your spouse and describe the pain you are feeling, but you can't or you don't know how to articulate the underlying problem that's causing the friction. Sorry, but that won't cut it. You need to get real and extremely clear about where you are in your relationship and why. You need to know your relationship's assets and liabilities. The things that work well and the things that don't. Simply put, we need to know specifically just how good or bad your relationship is and what makes it that way. You cannot change or heal what you do not acknowledge. Most importantly, you need to find out what you personally have done, both positively and negatively, to put your relationship in the position you now find it. The worst thing you can do is draw faulty conclusions about the cause and effect aspects of the problems in your relationship. You cannot kid yourself and you cannot sugarcoat what's happened to you. If your relationship is absolutely off in a ditch, you must admit it. If your relationship is emotionally bankrupt because you and your partner are completely drained, admit it. If you are married but living an emotional divorce, admit it. If this relationship is killing you and your self-worth and value, admit that too. If you have become hardened and calloused by the pain, admit it. Please don't tell yourself, well, we need to do a little bit better, when the truth of the matter is that you need to do a whole lot better. Either get real or get ready for more of the same in your relationship. So, right now, I want you to get out a pen and paper. Obviously, if you're listening in a car, you can't write anything down right now. In that case, just listen, then replay this section later when you can sit down and complete the exercises. Ideally, you should have a private journal, a notebook where you record your answers to these exercises, plus any thoughts they might prompt. But you must write down your answers somewhere. By writing out your answers, you're forced in the direction of coherency and completeness, which is particularly important now that you will be pulling together a number of different thoughts, feelings, and responses. Being able to reflect back on certain thoughts that you have preserved in writing will also be invaluable as we move forward. Make sure that your journal and all of your writings here are for your eyes only. In fact, protect the privacy and confidentiality of your journal at every turn. It is important that you feel free and uninhibited in your writings. Nothing less will give you the clarity you need to make the changes and create the relationship that you want. Now, I want you to take a look at the insert that came with this audiobook package. These exercises, the personal concepts profile, the relationship health profile, the relationship lifestyle profile, and the chemistry test will help you get focused on yourself and the state of your relationship. Remember to write your answers in your private journal and be honest in your answers. Otherwise, you're just cheating yourself. Okay, it's time to turn off this audiobook and turn to your exercises. Once you've finished with the workbook, come back to the audiobook and we'll continue building on your new insights.